Proclamation number 8587 of 15th of August, 1963. Right statement of salvation and the incarnation of God. And again my word will sound for you, to point you with all urgency to Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, in whom I myself incarnated, to open you people the gate to the kingdom of light, which was closed for you by your former apostasy of God. Therefore you walk on this earth to be saved from your original guilt, and because your free will must strive for this salvation, it is also necessary that you will be given a truthful explanation of the reason and meaning of the redemptive work of Jesus. You must get knowledge of that, to provide him voluntarily or reject him. And thus will be now also your further destiny, when you have to leave this earth again and enter the spiritual kingdom. Again and again this knowledge was presented to you, but you are mostly too indifferent to come to the consequence from it. And yet it is the most urgent task on earth, that you take the path to the cross, that you will find Jesus Christ and you ask him for help for your earthly path, so that you reach the right aim. For very fast a man's time on earth is over, and what you missed in earth life, that you will not be able to make up, even if you get not lost forever. But the man Jesus died for you on the cross, to make you reachable to the highest aim, to become a child of God. He has acquired the graces for you by his suffering and death, you only might use in order to achieve the aim in life on earth. He is himself sacrificed, to buy your life again, that however has the binding with me to the precondition, and this binding is only possible when you are free of guilt again, which brought the former apostasy from me to you. Before you would be free from all guilt, a man had to offer up the atoning sacrifice for you, that my justice had been done often enough, because I am absolutely perfect and could not avoid justice, even if my love is endless for you. And the man Jesus has offered this atoning sacrifice to his fallen brothers in love, and through that he has made free the way to me again. If you now go as a human being on the earth, you should take your former guilt under the cross and give it to the one who died for that. You shouldn't have to find Jesus to be redeemed once from your great original guilt, otherwise your earthly life is lived in vain, because the guilt prevents the entrance into the kingdom of light and you would have to languish in darkness forever, because the former sin prevents any light from me, the sin separates you from me, because I can never unite with a creature that has become sinful. Consider that you still enter the earth as human afflicted with this guilt of sins, and that the time on earth is short, but that you can completely become free during that short time, and you can step in the kingdom of light as blessed beings, if Jesus has opened the door to you, when you have found him in earthly life, when you have trusted yourselves to him and have taken the way to the cross, where you can get rid of every guilt and know you are allowed to enter in his kingdom, which is not in darkness, but in the light. Consider that you have to give yourselves to him in complete free will, and that is why right knowledge is necessary, because as soon as you realize that his love has suffered and died for you, to supply you with me again, you will also do everything to obtain the forgiveness of your guilt of sins. For his love, that he has shown you through the death on the cross, you will give back, and because this love I himself, you will also recognize myself, your Father of eternity, in Jesus, and you will get a binding, which you once got loose in free will. Again and again therefore I must speak to you and give you a right picture. Again and again a truthful knowledge must be given to you about Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world, who died for love on you and who has included myself and himself as the eternal love. because I myself wanted to redeem you from your guilt and for that I had to use a human form, which I could occupy, because the man Jesus was full of love and gave me also a home in himself. His human shell closed around my love, so it hid myself in himself, and God became man, and the man Jesus became God. For I am a spirit, that is not limited, but I have created a limited shell, in that I could be the beings, who once had come from me, a visible God, who never could have been endured a sight of my whole flame of love, without ceasing to exist. I myself embodied in Jesus, who himself completely spiritualized and therefore only became the visible form of the eternal Spirit of God, that now all beings can look face to face in a certain degree of repentance. Only if you human beings are full of love, you will nearly understand this great mystery of my incarnation, but it must also be explained a loving man truthfully, and that is why I will give a light among the people again and again. Again and again I will give information about spiritual secrets. Those can never be understood by the human mind. Therefore I can only correspond to the spirit in man, and first he must be brought to life through love. So I admonish you urgently, to fulfill my commandments of love, so that you may understand what is arranged to you in spiritual truths. For then you shall also go the right way, you all yourselves will go the way to the cross and be redeemed from sin and death. Amen.